It was known as In Court Faber, named for Mr. LeFaber, an early settler during the period of time that the Spanish occupied this Avery. It was owned by Spain. And they built a fort there at Camden. Of course, the early settlers settled there. And that was the original county seat until 1839. It moved to Champenois, which is part of, it's on the Washita River, east of El Dorado, well, northeast. And it remained there from 39 to 44 when it's moved to the present location of El Dorado.
Can you give me a history of your family, a little history of your family?
First of my family to come was James Webb, a great great grandfather, who was in the War of 1812, had followed Andrew Jackson around. He's with the Western Tennessee Regiment, but his home was right on the Alabama-Tennessee line. So,
this is on your father's side.
My grandmother's, Jerry's side.
Yeah.
Her name was Ann Webb before she married my grandfather James Edward Jerry. He and his sons and son-in-laws came to the county in the 1830s. He's buried at Liberty Church and died in 1848. They were the first to come to the county and settle east of El Dorado. My great-grandfather, Archibald H., known as Arch, came in around 1851. Of course, came by the, they all came by the Washita River and got off either at Old Wilmington or Scarborough's Landing, or what is later named Champenois. And he and his family, he had married a widow, a Mrs. Minerva Grubbs that had one child, Isabel, in Georgia. He was resident from Virginia. And he got off at Champenois and hit out down the old trail south of Champenois, just east of El Dorado. Down on High Bank Creek, he ran into an early settler of the county, Solomon Ward. In fact, on the original survey, I believe you'd see this largest farm in the county. It was when the county was originally surveyed. There on the creek bank, they were camped, he and the family. In the meantime, he'd had one son born in Mississippi. They stopped over in Mississippi. And Solomon, of course, inquired where he's going and what his plans were. He told him that there was a log cabin back northeast of there, about 2 miles, that a family had built a year or two before and had abandoned, gone on to Texas. And if he wanted to get in a place immediately, that was a good place to go.